Another in the young adult fiction categories is The Fifth Wave, which is written by Rick Yancey, and he has a projected trilogy. I think he's only really written two of the books. But the first one is called The Fifth Wave, and it's kind of a downer when you first hear about it because it's another apocalypse, and the teenagers are the ones left that have to save what's left of the world. But this time, instead of fighting whatever, they're fighting aliens, and they're called the Others. And it's the fifth wave because they have, in the first parts of the movie, they quickly show you how they have completed the first four waves of invasion. And it seems to be that they want to, that the aliens, we're not too sure what their motives are, but they want to eliminate mankind from the planet. And so the story itself stars Chloe Grace Moretz, who's one of my favorite young actresses. And she is the best thing about the movie. She's believable and compelling and really does a great job with a lot of this really formulaic sci-fi material. And it also has this really kind of tired plot line where one girl is romantically inclined toward two very hot guys. It's that way in Twilight, The Hunger Games, Divergent, and several others of the popular series. And so this time she plays a girl named Cassie Sullivan, and she's attracted to both her high school crush, Ben Paris, played by Nick Robinson, and to her rescuer, Evan Walker, who's played by Alex Rowe. But the story itself, it has, you don't really always know exactly where it's going or why or what. Liev Schreiber is a military leader called Colonel Vosch, and he rounds up all the children, the surviving children. They've already gone through pestilence and floods and many kinds of loss of worldwide power. But he gathers the children at this special training base. It is Wright-Patterson Air Force Base near Dayton, Ohio, which is a real place. And Chloe Moretz's character of Cassie, she's attempting to find her little brother Sam, who's played by Zachary Arthur. And she goes through all these sniper-filled forests in order to locate him. Another person who's pretty impressive in the movie is a young girl who's been in quite a few things named Micah Monroe. She's a goth girl, son of a tough gal named Ringer. I think that this trilogy will be successful because it is fast-paced and well-made, and it's not exactly original, and there's some gaps in logic, but it should appeal to its target young adult audience.